I don't think I told you, but a week, let's see, Saturday? I don't know, this last Saturday, yeah, this past Saturday, I went to lunch with General Tyree. He is the commanding officer of this compound. And it's a long story how I got invited. But I have two Thai men that work for me. They're supposed to speak English, but they don't. But anyway, one man who's a master sergeant is always coming into work drunk, and he never comes in steady hours. And I think he's doing a lot of shady deals in my club. Anyway, I took them over to the Thai headquarters to see if I couldn't get an interpreter to interpret my interpreters. But in the course of all this confusion, the general came out and invited me in for a cold drink. Well, I had juice, but it had about 4 tons of sugar in it. It was a horrible drink. Anyway, we sat talking for a few minutes, and he asked me if I wanted to go to a Chinese restaurant in Saigon. And I said, you didn't have to go all the way to Saigon for Chinese food. There was a restaurant at Longbin. That's the only restaurant I know of, period, around here. So he said he would like to go. So last Saturday, he picked me up in a sedan. That's the first time I've seen a vehicle, a car-like vehicle. All I've been riding in is trucks. So I was in the sedan with him, and we had a machine gun jeep in front and a machine gun jeep in back and a lead jeep, and we went out the gate like a caravan. And we went, and there were 4 or 5 other officers, I guess, that joined us for lunch. And it was rather nice. In fact, I've had lunch there a couple of times this past week because I had to be at Longbin for different things, and I figured I might as well have lunch there because it's a nice restaurant and the food is very good. So that was kind of a change. And once in a while we get some steaks. Steaks are very plentiful here. We got some a couple of times, and we grilled steaks on the grill. We have a grill in our yard. Our yard looks a mess. I took some slides. I had a 36 pictures in a row, and I haven't finished it yet. If some come out, I'll send them to you. I haven't even sent them in yet to be developed. I know you were telling me about yours, that you got them developed, and it came out pretty good, I hope. What else? I can't think of anything exciting. I just took a shower a few minutes ago. It's so hot here during the day. Normally, I'm in my office, which is air conditioned, and you don't realize how comfortable you are there until you spend a couple hours outdoors. Well, if I'm on the road, which is the case very often, you're just soaking wet riding, you know, particularly if you haven't got a canvas covering or any covering. But here at the house, it gets real hot too because my room is like a steam bath. If I open the door, you get all the flies in. There aren't a great deal during the daytime, but there are at night because we don't have screen doors. So this room has no windows, and it's very, very, very hot. So you stay wet most of the time. As I say, you get used to it. I don't mind if I'm doing things or moving, if I'm riding, you know, because you get a little bit of a breeze, even though it's a warm one. And of course, if I'm in the service club, I'm usually in and out of my office, so I keep cool. The evenings are very pleasant here, but again, I have to close this door, and I keep a fan on all night. I have a fan. In fact, I have two fans, but I keep one on all night, and it helps with the sleeping. I don't have any trouble sleeping, but if I don't have the fan on, I wake up soaking wet, because there's no ventilation whatsoever. Let's see, I wear sneakers all the time. I don't wear shoes ever. I try once in a while to slip on a pair of loafers, you know, but I think your feet swell, and the sneakers, the canvas will give a lot easier than the leather will. So I only wear sneakers. We've had a bit of rain off and on. Now, everybody says we're getting into the rainy season. Supposedly, we have 5 or 6 months of rain, not all day, just an hour or two every afternoon. But when it rains here, it comes down in buckets, and you're just flooded out for a few hours. But the ground is so dry that it just soaks it up like a wet sponge. And when we do get a lot of mud, of course, because we have a lot of dirt roads. And when it comes down, boy, you think you're going to drown. But in a couple of hours, most of the water is gone. So Marie left an old pair of boots that I think maybe I can wear. Because, you know, the mud's up to your knees, so you need some kind of protection. Anyway, we shall see. Most of the time, just walk around in the rain because you're so hot you don't mind if you get wet. what else? I have some snapshots I could send you. They're not very good. Sam was taking pictures one night, and I don't know what kind of camera he has. Polaroid it was, but, you know, you can take pictures in the middle of the night and all this stuff. And we took some pictures of us cooking steaks. Oh, I received one statement from my paycheck. I know my pay is going home. At least two of them did, one or two, because I got a statement from the bank. And when I looked at it, that's the first statement I got. And when I looked at it, Duchess, it amounted to something like $280 a week. And I'll probably make more of the next paycheck because I had more overtime in. But that's a lot of money, isn't it? $280, and I bet the next one is $300 a week. Of course, when they take all the bloody taxes out and the retirement and the insurances and all this good stuff, it comes to somewhere in the neighborhood of less than just under $200 a week clear. But even at that, that's a lot of money. So something tells me I'm going to owe the government a lot of money when it comes to income tax. I was a little surprised when I looked at it. I don't know how they figure things. I really don't. But the differential is higher than I thought it would be, although it shouldn't be any more than 25%. Maybe that's right, though. I'm not sure. Anyway, at the end of the year, that probably will come to about $13,000, $14,000. I don't know. More than I anticipated. And it just reminds me, let's see, today is the 9th. I think the 13th of May, I get a raise next Tuesday. Should be a couple hundred dollars a year, not too much. But still, that'll make my income go up again. Oh, dear. The only money I drew out of my checking account since I'm over here was $100 I sent to Mother. It was her birthday. And other than that, I still have, because, you know, you sent me my income tax check, and I had the AT&T dividend and some other things, so I didn't have to use any money. And I still have almost $200 in cash on me. So I think I'm doing pretty good. Of course, you don't spend a lot here, Duchess. There's nothing to spend it on. I spend it on cleaning powder, you know, Ajax and Tide and Rinso. And I do have to get some cigarettes today, maybe. And I did get down to commissary, finally. And, oh, what a mess. Paperwork. So involved. They make everything so difficult. But I bought some cookies, and so I think I'm in business as long as I can have a cup of tea and some cookies, right? I think I've gained weight. I don't know. I don't have a scale. There is one in the bathroom. I don't know if it's correct or not. But I think I've gained a few pounds. Not, I don't think I've lost any weight at all since I'm here. That's because I try to eat the meals at the mess hall, because there's no other place you can eat once the mess hall closes. You know, they like to eat from 5:30 to 6:30. Well, after that, forget it. There's nothing else open, unless we have something in the refrigerator here. But I'm not too happy about cooking here in this kitchen. I mean, I could, but to me, all those the dishes and the pots that we have there, they're pretty cruddy to begin with, and then there's no place to keep them clean. We have no cabinet, and they just sit on a table. And by the next morning, they're all covered with dust again. So I hesitate to eat. It just isn't very appetizing to me. So the only thing I do is take some Coca-Cola juice or something out of the refrigerator. Oh, gee, I'm sure there's a dozen things I'm supposed to tell you. I really thought that I should pack one footlocker full of things and send them back home. I don't know. I'll never get to wear all these dresses, Duchess. I haven't worn a dress but once or twice since I'm here. I work every day, so I'm in my uniform. In fact, I need one or two uniforms fixed, and I don't even know where there's a tail yet to fix them. But I guess if I got real ambitious, I could put the hem up. It should be cut at the waistband, but I can turn that over. What other goodies can I tell you? I don't know. I saw Dee Dee the other day. Oh, you know who I saw? He was Colonel Cooksey in Korea, and now he's a general over here. And they had the opening house of the Paysetter Service Club, and I went up there Sunday. And it was real nice. All the girls were there, and I saw Dee Dee, and she's getting transferred to Black Horse, which is about 50 miles from here, east of here, east. And it's a great big club. I don't know just when, because it isn't quite finished yet. And she was kind of excited about that. She extended it 2 months, I think, so she'll stay until July or August. And, you know, I never wrote to Jack. I should write back to him. Oh, I haven't written to a soul, Duchess. Not a soul. I did manage to pick up a couple of little boxes to mail these tapes in. Not too many, but I have a couple that will last a little while. So, look, before this runs out, please tell everyone I said hi. And tell Don hi, because I didn't write to him. Take care of yourself, Duchess. Don't work too hard. And keep me posted on all the latest news on the estate. And just know that I'm very well, and just doing a good job, and more or less enjoying it, the whole thing. Take care, Duchess. Till next time I speak to you. Bye-bye.